بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan and welcome to our weekly program. Let me begin my program with our dua to Almighty Allah, Tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are ill and those who are seriously sick at home or in the hospital. May Allah grant the family of the sick people sabr and ajr for the khidmat. And may Allah grant all those who are ill and sick shifa kamil, ajilan ghayra ajil. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we welcome you to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to our respected brother, my engineer tonight, brother Hafiz Muhammad Bilal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brother Muhsin and all our friends here who's helping me tonight. Brother and sister in Islam, welcome to our program, and our program is a live program. And I say shukran to all our friends who are always listening to our program, especially our elderly people and those who are always listening to our program on Sunday night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use our Radio Islam as a road of hidayah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to say the truth and say something can be benefit for the ummah and save us from any mistake will take the ummah to the wrong way, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, today I'm in big trouble. And I need Hafiz Muhammad Bilal to help me on my ears now, because I'm in a big trouble. Why? I got requests from our brothers to talk about karamat. When we talk about karamat, I think I'm not the right person to talk about it. Because karamat, it's a supernatural act or power Allah gave it to someone. And before we fight and talk about that, let me tell you about what the Islamic point of view regarding the karamat. As long the Quran is amongst us, and the salah amongst us, and deenul Islam amongst us, and that ibadah amongst us, you will find the wali of Allah and the saint of Allah. So let us agree before we go deeper on that topic. Your Quran is there, you will find the karamat. The deen is there, the ibadah is there, you will find that grant or that gift from Allah. I know they say karamat is a grave. No, I'm talking about that supernatural power. We don't want to say miracle, because miracle must come to Nabi, not to a normal Muslim. That's why they call it karamat, the grant, the gift. When we talk about this one, we believe on karamat. We have to believe. There's no one can stand up and say, no, there's nothing like this. Because it happened from the time of Adam alayhi salam till now, and it will continue till the day of Qiyamah. You will find some grant Allah gave it. Oh, they call it means done by ilmul laduni, that knowledge come from straight from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now who's going to receive that one? Anyone. Maybe you do not know him, or you don't recognize him. Even the person himself, maybe he does not know that he got the karamat. I mean, when I say karamat, I don't know why you people talk about the grave. No, karamat in Arabic is that gift. I don't want to say miracle, because miracle is mu'jiza, goes to the Nabi. There's no shape for that wali of Allah. There's no certain image for that person. Doesn't have any special kalam. Is not related to anyone. Actually, the wali of Allah does not accept that he's a wali. Thousands of people came to this dunya with that karamat. could be your father, your brother, mother, people. Sometimes people you don't like them, you will discover their karamat after their death. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, the wali of Allah is al-alim al-amil. What is al-alim al-amil? The scholar of Islam who practice what he preach. That is a wali of Allah. Some ulama said the wali of Allah is the person who knows the absolute oneness of God, tawheed of God, and the one who's muti'a, the obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So let us agree that is that supernatural thing Allah gave it to the people, beyond words, very difficult to explain, and its ilm without Jibreel alayhi salam is the secret of Allah in His action, secret of Allah in His kitab. Don't talk about asbab, don't talk about the means. And I'm telling you, each and every society, every family got someone who receive that grant or that gift from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thousands of people amongst us, and thousands of people died, we did not feel that they are wali of Allah till Allah show us some sign after they die. We know that our knowledge are three. We call ilmul istinbati, that knowledge, the secular knowledge, the knowledge after investigation. We got ilmul wahi, the knowledge of revolution. And then ilmul ladunni, that type of knowledge there. That's why we said the knowledge, the revelation, and the direct knowledge from Allah, you can't combine them together. The two syllables can meet one another. Why? Because this knowledge of wahi, knowledge through Jibreel alayhi salam, is like mathematics. Whatever Allah asks this man, must do it. Ilmul ladunni, very difficult to explain. You have to accept. To make it short tonight, and to understand that, just read about Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Al-Khidr alayhi salam, Al-Abdus Salih. If you want to understand what I'm trying to say, open Surah Al-Kahf and see that incident, the three incident where Nabi Musa alayhi salam realized that Al-Khidr alayhi salam knew. Al-Khidr alayhi salam, he got that ilmu al-ladunni. Wa'allamnahu min ladunna ilma. That one. And Sayyiduna Musa is ilmu al-wahi, the Jibreel alayhi salam. That's why they said, هذا فراق بيني وبينك. That now we have to depart. Now we have to separate now. You can't carry on with me on that journey because my syllabus and your syllabus are not the same. We don't want to fight. هذا فراق بيني وبينك. So there was a separation and partition between Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Al-Abd al-Salih al-Khidr. Now when they separated themselves, you can't just let him go without explaining what is happening. There's nothing, it's called sacred code or knowledge, I don't know how to explain. Sayyidun al-Khidr alayhi salam, he explained to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Now we are the people of clarity. You can't leave your wife confused like that, or your partner, why you cross. So when Al-Khidr alayhi salam said, this is now the end, you can't continue, but before you go, let me tell you why I done that. Why he break the ship or the boat, and why he killed the child, why he built the wall. If you know that story in Surah Al-Kahf. Everyone who got the knowledge of wahi, it doesn't interfere on that ilmu al-ladunni. And when we ask, you say, Allahu A'lam. Brother and sister in Islam, ilmu al-ladunni, you people call it an inspiration, secret code, Allah gave it to someone with no means, no asbab. It's like kun fayakun. So Allah gave wahi, but it's not revelation like Jibreel, inspire Al-Khidr alayhi salam to do that. Allah inspired mother of Musa alayhi salam to put him on the water, Allah inspired the nahl, the honeybees, namal, the ants. Allah inspired and sent a message to Maryam alayhi salam. And then we got so many karamat beside these people, like Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, when he was watching the war and he talked to Sariya, and when he told him, he was in the Mimba and Sariya and overseas, Ya Sariya tul Jabal al Jabal, watch out the mountain. If you want many examples like that, you find it amongst the Sahaba and amongst the Tabi'in and Muslimin like me and you, because that one we call it karamat. That grant, that power Allah gave it to Sahaba, and it is by permission of Allah. You now, like, you can be like these people. If you gave your heart to Allah and you receive that safa, with that purity of the heart, you will become abdan rabbaniyan, a rabbani servant. تَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. You would say to the thing, be and it is. Why? Because of the ta'at of Allah, the obedience of Allah, and that love of Allah, and then purity on the heart. You people call it six senses, but we don't call it six senses. We call it that ilmu ladunni, or that inspiration, or that grant, that idea come to you from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, I'm reminding you about that story of Al-Khidr alayhi salam in Surah Al-Kahf. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. That knowledge of Al-Khidr is very difficult for Musa alayhi salam to understand, because it's against the syllabus of Musa. That Abdul Salih, the one who brought the Arsh of Bilqis, was not a jinn, was one person got ilm. Ladunni, they call it ladunni, from Allah directly. The awliya of Allah, the pious people, they are atqiya akhfiya. Atqiya, it means very pious, but akhfiya, you won't catch, you will never catch them. And we got so many hadith, abdi ata'ni takun abdan rabbaniya, oh my servant, obey me, you will be a rabbani. And Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, رُبَّ أَشْعَثٍ أَغْبَرٍ. Maybe untidy hair, or a dusty hair, مَدْفُوعٌ بِالْأَبْوَابِ. People don't welcome him. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. If he ask Allah, Allah will answer his dua. And read about Muhammad bin Wasi' and all the arifin and the people of taqwa. His hair is untidy and dusty, but he's very powerful. He's the person of haqq. He gave Allah his heart, and Allah gave him that ata, or the grant, and he doesn't show people. That's why Nabi Musa alayhi salam was very hard to understand Al-Khidr alayhi salam. If he understood and believed like that, he should break the ship also. It's for the khair, or we build a wall. So Musa alayhi salam could not understand that type of knowledge. That's why he could not take it and don't want to accept it, because the wahi, the syllabus and the book of Musa alayhi salam ask the ummah to protect the private sector. So you cannot damage the people's boat by claiming that you have ilmul ladunni. And the knowledge of Musa a.s. is to protect the soul. You mustn't kill. Mustn't end the life of the people. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala want to show Nabi Musa a.s. the knowledge is not only ilmul wahi, the knowledge of wahi, but the ilm also can come out of the ilm al-wahi. It's called ilm al-ladunni. Then Musa alayhi salam, he could not take that type of knowledge. Actually, he started to accuse Al-Khidr alayhi salam, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرَى. You break the ship and you kill the boy. You're committing a terrible sin. Why? According to his syllabus, is a terrible sin. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we do believe in karamat. But it's very complicated issue. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, grant us a real karamat, which to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, till we die with the great karamat, Deenul Islam, and then we receive the great karamat, which is Jannatul Firdaus, fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. Very, very serious issue, because some people, they play game with this word, or they exaggerate on this type of karamat, and they counting the magic or jadu as karamat, or the disobedience of Allah as karamat. No, that is a grant from Allah, and that wali of Allah, or that saint, or the friend of Allah, never use it against the creation of Allah. Actually, the wali of Allah feels shy from his karamat, like the virgin girl feels shy from her menstruation. Brother and sister in Islam, let us practice our main karamat, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let us receive the great karamat, which is the pleasure of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah and Jannatullah. That is the greatest karamat in your life. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. The other request from our respected sister, when we talk about the authority of the man upon the woman, I don't know, people like to pull us to certain topic who they want to fight. The qawamat, qama yaqumu, qad qamat as-salah. I just want to show you what is qawamat. You people call it authority, or that some thought of power. No, qawamat, it means khidmat. Sayyiduna al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, he met his son Abdullah bin Abbas, and he told him, I can see you always sitting with Umar ibn Khattab, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the ruler of the Muslim, and Umar likes you to come closer to him. My son, be careful to be closer to those of authority. Why? Because you're going to harm your deen, or you're going to harm their dunya. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, he said, no, but Umar radiallahu anhu is one of the ashara mubashara bil jannah. And he said, no, I'm not talking about Umar. I'm teaching you, anyone who come closer to the authority, management, presidency, or all that people on power, and it's going to be a big problem if you don't fear Allah in his majlis, in his gathering. So Abdullah bin Abbas said, okay, my father, advise me. He said, number one, لا تفشي له سرا. Do not take the secret of those on management and expose it outside. Whatever secret he gave it to you, it's amana. Like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal majalisa bil amana. That gathering or that sitting got secret, privacy, confidential. Don't take it and give it outside. Even if that person in the gathering doesn't tell you it's a secret. لا تكذب علي. Do not lie to him. Tell him the truth. You have to tell him the truth. وَلَا تَحْبِسْ عِنْدَهُ نَصِيحَةً. Do not suppress any advice to him. You must give him the nasiha clearly, and you fear Allah on your advice. وَلَا تَغْتَابُ عِنْدَهُ أَحَدًا. Do not gossip and backbite by him anyone. Fitna is a big problem. So when we talk about authority, we talk about amanat, we talk about responsibility on the day of Qiyamah, we talk about justice, we talk about seriousness of zulm, when Allah gave the person authority and power by oppressing the others. Oh, we got some people around the oppressor, we call them makas. I don't know if you heard this word before or not. Makas, we call him the right hand of the zalim, the advisor of the zalim. He's just assisting the zalim to make his zulm. become a minister or a secretary or whatever these people do. Qawama, authority, is to serve. Authority is to fear Allah. Authority is to think about that responsibility in the day of Qiyamah. And I think all of us, we have authority, not only on the company and management, it's authority on your own body, your eyes and your ears and your hand under you. So you have authority on your body. Fear Allah of these workers. So authority is the greatest amanah. Allah gave it to us, and we have to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then leave your body organs and you talk about your family, your animal on the farm, authority on your people who work for you, on your wife, children. Start from the head of the state till the individual, the person who got authority on his body. That eyes, that ears, that tongue is under you. You have authority on it. Serve them, fear Allah on them, and be careful, because you have to be accountable for each and every part of your body in the day of Qiyamah. So when we talk about authority, we talk about responsibility. Manager, supervisor, husband, wife, children, anyone, Allah gave him authority and misused that authority. And he practiced the dictatorship, oppression, some rude words, you put burden on the people, you hate or you become unfair to the people, is not authority, is the adab of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That's why when we find that fight between husband and wife, do you have authority on me? He said, wait, wait. You must understand the authority, it means responsibility, prevention, protection. And Imam al-Ghazali, when he talk about the right of the wife, right of the wife, how you treat your wife, he will, wallahi, we feel shy. Number one, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You must treat this woman with ma'ruf, sharia law. There's no way to select some sharia and leave the other. So the ulama, they call it husnul mu'ashara. You must treat and deal with this woman in a beautiful way. Latafatul kalima, softness of word to the wife. It's her right to talk to her gently and not rough, because the women are very sensitive. And then the right of the woman, you have to love this woman. You have to love her. Show the love to this woman. And then overlook her mistake. Overlook her mistake. Don't count every mistake. Lose the fight sometimes. Reduce the argument with your wife. Biggest problem when we see husband and wife argue in front of the children, and turn to be something is called mira. Mira, it means useless argument. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for those who left that mira, even if you are right. Helping the wife and giving hand to the wife is the greatest ibadah. I don't want to waste your night today for telling you about how much help our Nabi Muhammad SAW give the wife. The lady is not a maid, is not a servant or domestic worker, she's a partner. Imam al-Ghazali said, ikram, to honor and to respect her family, it's her right. It's her right. I'm telling you, the women start to hate the husband when they try to criticize and he disrespect her family. These people, I don't know why we feel that our in-laws are the mafia. They want to steal our house and our children. I don't know who, in Pakistan they call the mother-in-law Qiyama. I don't know why they say it like that. No, it's a new family member. Those people we be proud of in the time of janaza and wedding is not a mafia. It's not the people who want to rob you and use their daughter to steal and to take your money. Actually, it's the other support for your children and for your family. Promise that woman in a good future. Promise her with a good future. Always be positive. Give her glad tidings. Don't try to terrorize that woman and threatening her, I will divorce you, I won't give you. No. This lady will feel insecure and then start to lose her pleasure, that she will never feel safe with you. Then Imam al-Ghazali said, also, the right of the wife is to feel jealous about her, to be very possessive on your wife. Would you tell, cover yourself, don't talk to men, come here, don't walk alone, it's a ni'mah. I don't know women, they feel this man, when the man got that feeling towards his wife, the women feel very nice, because you say, mashallah, I'm very pretty, and I'm not ugly, so that's why my husband is worried about me too much. And when the women also have that type of jealousy and become possessive for the husband, one old man like me feel wonderful, say, oh, I'm still wanting. I'm still wanted by the women. Okay, jazakallah. It means I'm not old. So ghirat. Ghirat, it means to be possessive, to be worried about her, is her right. That's why we said to the brother, this, the relationship between husband and wife is not a partnership. It is deen, hisab on the day of qiyamah. There is responsibility and qawam and authority. May Allah Rabbul Izzat Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for us and grant our wife, grant all our daughters hidayah to understand that marriage is the half of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you if you fulfill the right of your wife and your husband, inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran that you're listening to our program. And we'd like to remind you that our program is live program. For any inquiry or any correction, you can WhatsApp me right now on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide all of us to practice the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'd like to say shukran to our brothers who sent that message to me, and shukran jazilan for your comment. And on behalf of all our friends here on Radio Islam, we say may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you the peace of the mind and peace of heart. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala maintain your deen and your heart so that you can welcome the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we talk about qunut, the hopelessness, or you people call it despair. Someone lose hope in the mercy of Allah is the biggest crime. To call it rawhullah. Rawhullah, it means that cool air come from Allah, or that nur come to your heart after darkness. So what is rawhullah? That we don't say spirit of Allah, we say that the hope of Allah, the grant of Allah, the mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So, Allah with you, then Allah will never leave you alone. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. When we say Ghafur, He will delete your sin, and Rahim, He will never discuss that sin with you in the day of Qiyamah. Finish. So we're telling the brother, don't be qanit, because you become kafirun. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. So you want to be kuffar. Amongst the qualities of Allah and the names of Allah is Ghafur Rahim. If you don't believe in maghfirat of Allah, you're committing a sin. It's worse than the sin, actually. So, did you read two rak'at right in the middle of the night? Do you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have you ever been on janazah? Did you wait for salah after adhan? Have you ever visited a sick person for the sake of Allah? Did you smile on the face of the person? Didn't you make sabr for the pleasure of Allah? Have you been on Ramadan, fast Ramadan? Did you regret after you commit a sin? Did you feed your family? And you say Alhamdulillah after you eat. Did you fast the day of Arafah? Have you ever repeat after the Muazzin? Did you make ghusl after you commit a sin and you read 2 rak'at? Did you help someone for the sake of Allah? Purely for the sake of Allah? Did you cry one drop of tears out of the fear of Allah once in your lifetime? Did you make tarji'a, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, after any type of calamity you receive? I'm just telling you, what is that? What is that? It's called the means of rehabilitation, returning back to Allah. Have you ever get humma, fever? Do you have khair and intention that you're going to be right in the future, inshallah? Did you give sadaqah even a half date, the size of the half of kajur? Do you fear Allah? Do you fear Allah? You'll have 2 jannah. Brother and sister in Islam, why I'm saying that? Because our taqdeer, our luck is to enter Jannah. Jahannam is not for us. For those who did not read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us raise hope in the mercy of Allah so that we can give Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala proof and evidence that we are the Abdullah, we are the slave of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy inshallah for all of us. For our respected listener, may Allah reward you for the question, but your question is a bit heavy. We can't talk on Radio Islamic Station about that stuff here. Like, I will message it to you because it's our mothers are listening, our children, and it's Islamic Station, my son. We're talking about Imam Shafi when we talk about prophetic medicine. Now, for the other type of your question, all right, let me tell you this one. It's fine. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, he said, 4 things can increase and empower your body. Smelling atar, the good smell, eating some meat, not so much, especially the shoulder, making ghusl, you become mutatahirin, and libsul kittan, and wearing some materials called kittan. I don't know it in English, that kittan. And then, 4 things can strings and give power to your eye vision. Looking at the Kaaba, using surma before you sleep, looking at the greens, and cleaning the place where around you. It will help your eye vision. Something will weaken your body, as Imam Shafi said, talking too much, sleeping too much, eating too much, and have thinking and practicing that, I don't know what you call it, that sexuality. Right. The other thing, 4 things can give you pleasure and happiness. Looking at the greens, running water, looking at the beloved one for the sake of Allah, like the face of your mom and dad, Kaaba, and looking at the fruit on the tree. That one here make you happy, refresh you and treat you, that keep you away from stress. Freshness of the face, freshness of the face. A good nur on the face. You practice something that's called marua. What is marua? You help the rich people. Marua, you become, you give a hand to the wealthy people. Many of us, we like the rich people to help us. But why don't you do it the other way? When I say help, it's not always money and materialistic thing. The rich people needs our help also. Loyalty, wafa. Wafa is loyalty. Karam, generosity. Taqwa, the fear of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Imam al-Ghazali said, be careful of 4. It will lead you to hatred and jealous and malice. Number 1, kibr, arrogance and pride. Arrogance and pride is a big problem. Why? You already start the people. How come you You make yourself superior and you try to make yourself higher than the other. You're already calling people to hate you. So the main reason for kibr when the person try to disregard and humiliate the other. Yeah, al-kibr, batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. What is ghamtun nas? You dress to make the other people are lower than you. You talk to make the other lower than you. Then hasad. Hasad, ask Allahu Akbar. Hasad is envy. You people call it nazar. Hasad, if you know that person is making hasad for you, automatically you hate him. Wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Then Imam al-Ghazali said lies. And then backbiting, namima. Then they ask Imam al-Ghazali, what is the other thing can grant us rizq, the provision? He said, qiyam al-layl, stand up at night, make ibadah at night. Lot of istighfar. And then fast in the hot day and give sadaqah. So the ulama, they put more even. They say, and make adhkar of day and night. Some act, four act, Imam al-Ghazali said. You avoid it. Otherwise, it's going to stop your provision. You won't get your rizq. Sleeping on Fajr time. You don't wake up for Fajr. Less salah. You are not accurate in your salah. Laziness. You are not a fresh person. You like to sleep and become lazy. And then cheating the Ummatul Islam. Now, the other thing which the brother was asking, I can't say it because it's not suitable for radio. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. The last thing we have to remind you today about it, our children. Our children, especially girls, our daughters. Big problem. Because when we see what is happening around us, we worry so much about our daughters. Why not the boy? Because the damage of the daughter is more severe than the son. The baby girl is a ni'mat from Allah. The rose of the family. Really, we are very proud of our daughters. When she's baby, mashallah, look at the washing line, the clothes of the boy and clothes of the girl. Look at the shop, and you go to the clothes shop and see how beautiful is the dress and the clothes of the baby girl. We know that this daughter, child, then become youth, then become a bride and wife, mother. I just want to tell you that our daughters, we don't look after them so much, and I'm very sorry to say that. Because we know that this girl is going to marry and walk away. It's like a guest in the house. So, you give her less education. I'm not saying all of us, but we got some people. You spoil the boys, and you don't take care of the girls so much. Become like burden. An Arab, before Islam, was like that. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find Ahlul Bayt come from his daughter. His sons pass away. Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all Ahlul Bayt come from her. You become Sayyid because of one girl. But if you look at the condition of our daughters now, we find ourselves, unfortunately, we don't give the absolute love or the proper love to her or the proper care. The condition of the, our girls and our daughters nowadays, it's worse than to bury her alive. Because sometimes you're not killing the person physically, but psychologically you kill that person. So we have to feel happy that we have daughters. Must. You choose a nice name, full education, better than the boy. You spend. I know that our daughters got certain speciality because Sharia gave her certain rules, how she dress, how she sleep, how to treat. But these daughters and girls are our future mother and sisters. The Ummah is the Ummah. And we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him surah called Surah An-Nisa. Nisa is women. There's no surah called Surah Al-Rijal, a man. So she got full right of aqiqah, and she got walima, and we look after her. We have to teach her all type of knowledge, and then we have to choose for her a salih boy. When she married, we have to, we cannot pressurize and put a pressure on the girl to marry someone. We have to convince her, but she must choose fully her husband. Can't put a pressure and say, you must marry that man. Or you can't cheat her and tell her you must go, it's good people and rather than after 1 or 3 months to get divorced. That is the biggest crime we do to our daughters. No differentiate between boy and girl. In your lifetime, you give her exactly like the son. That mirath is half, but in atiyah, hadiyah, you give her. You must choose for her a salih boy, and you investigate properly. Don't agree for your daughter to marry without making a proper investigation. It's not like Muhammad Bilal was telling me, Samusa run. No, Samusa run is too fast. You just see the girl and bismillah. No, because you have to do your homework. You must find out. And many people, they think that when we ask, it's like disrespect. No, ask because it's her right to know everything about this boy. It's her right. Then we must teach this girl that hijab is not to hide her beauty. That scarf is to make her more pretty and more accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Teach the girl the proper aqidah, the belief. Because our wives and our girls and women running after the black magic and jadu and all that, because parents never told them what is the true belief. Teach the girl that you are the rose of the house, you are my child. Actually, if you look, if you make a small research around you, you will find the one who is nursing us, the one who look after us before Sakaratul Maut, is not the boys. It's our girls, daughters. Tell her that after you marry, I'm still your father, and this house of mine is yours. Come anytime. You welcomed you and your children, and your husband is my son. Come. Because unfortunately we see some of our daughters, after marriage they come home to her father's house, is like a guest. She can't open the fridge, she can't eat. We hit the children and we treat her children, say children is not our children, it's for that man. And the girl got taklif now. She got a broken heart because of the treatment of her brother or sister-in-law, or those people. They don't understand that this girl married, but still the child of that man, the owner of the house, she got full right to eat and go to the kitchen and do whatever she want. I don't know why our sisters and sister-in-law don't believe on that. That girl, when she come home, it's her home. Then teach the daughters that, I'm very sorry to say that, but the virginity of the Muslim girl is a deen. You must protect your virginity. That it's deen, is deen. Teach the daughter and the girls that do not take the secret of your parents and give it to your husband and your in-laws. Teach your daughters that she must give da'wah to her children and the people around her. And teach your daughter that you will be the means for me to enter Jannah or Jahannam. We ask Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us for anything we've done against our daughters. May Allah bring peace and security to each and every house of Muslimin, inshallah. Unfortunately, my time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.